host Harrison Scullin, and today I'll be discussing Shock from 1946, starring Vincent Price and directed by Alfred L. Werker. Alright, some essential movie details for Shock from 1946. 20th Century Fox released an official version of this film as part of its Giant Film Noir series, with a much improved picture quality than the lapsed copyrighted versions have. Alright, so those are some behind the scenes details about the film Shock from 1946. Now I'll give you my thoughts on the plot. I give it a 3.5 out of 5. I do think we should have had more of a backstory on the main character, Girl, and her husband, who's the military veteran. We don't get a whole lot with them. We just get them in the hospital, basically. And there's not a whole lot to their story. I do love Vincent Price's storyline. You know, I love how we figure out, oh, he's the villain. You know, he's the doctor that this lady's going to be seeing now in his mental institution, right? So I love that aspect of the film. I also love how the film felt a little Hitchcockian. It felt like an Alfred Hitchcock film, because it's definitely one of those mystery thriller, or, you know, because it's like the film Gaslight, even, where the main lead girl, she's being gaslit all the time and said, no, you're sick, you know, you need to stay here. And she's like, no, I saw him murder his wife, right? So I love that aspect of the film. But I do wish we had a little bit more backstory, and that's why I gave it a 3.5 out of 5. All right, so talking about the acting, I love Vincent Price. I thought he was the best part of the film. He's great in pretty much every film I've seen him in so far. He's a great, like, conniving and scheming villain. But he's also a character that I don't know if I would say I can empathize with, because he is cheating on his wife and he did murder her in cold blood, right? But at the same time, you could kind of tell the nurse is kind of controlling him. And I also think she's a great villain as well. The reason why I give it a 4, though, is the husband and the wife, you know, the veteran guy and the wife who's in the hospital, I thought they were kind of flat. They weren't the greatest of actors. Definitely, I would say, one-dimensional. But Vincent Price was great. So, he to me was the highlight of the film and the highlight of the acting. So, that's why I gave it 4 out of 5. All right, so talking about directing, I gave that a 4 out of 5. So, Alfred L. Werker, looking at his filmography, he did a lot of film noir. And so, this is right up his alley. And I haven't seen any of his other films, I don't think. I think this is the first film I've seen by him. And I liked it. I want to see more from his filmography. I like the staging he did and kind of the tension he's building up with the story and with the characters. I do think a little bit more should have been focused on the main characters. Because Vincent Price, even though he's a great villain, I don't think he's the lead. I really do think it's the wife and the husband and all that. So, yeah. But I really like this directing. I thought it was good. And again, I want to see more from him. All right, so talking about the cinematography and special effects, I gave that a 3.5 out of 5. You could definitely tell this film was a smaller budget, kind of a limited budget. They're really constrained to just one set piece at the hospital, which is fine, but there's only like 2 or 3 different rooms that they go in within it. So it does feel like a television play or stage play and whatnot. To me, it kind of took me a little bit out of the film, kind of showed kind of the flaws and the limitations of the film. And so that's why I gave it a 3.5 out of 5. All right, so talking about the music, give it a 3 out of 5. There's not a whole lot, and it's pretty forgettable, the music that is there. I think it could have benefited from more kind of suspenseful, kind of dark music, like in Psycho, or even another film of this era, Gaslight. I remember some of the music, especially when the lamps were being turned down and whatnot, a lot of tense music. There wasn't a whole lot in this one. I kind of wish there was more. All right, so tallying that all up, that brings my Letterboxd score to 3.6 out of 5, which I'm rounding to a 4 out of 5. So would I recommend this movie? Yes, I would. I think it's a nice little thriller, a little film noir to watch. And if you love Vincent Price, I guarantee you'll love this movie. He's a great actor, as always, And so for that, I would say it's worth it. It's definitely a smaller budget film. And I don't know if people who aren't usually fans of old movies would really enjoy this. I think you kind of have to be that specific fan base where you like Vincent Price, you like thrillers or Hitchcock-type films. I think that would be the target demographic. I don't think it's a general audience film. And like I was mentioning, I think I would compare it to Gaslight. I think that's a great comparison. Gaslight, though, had a bigger production. It had, you know, more of a budget and bigger actors and whatnot. So I think that one is definitely a much, much bigger film than this one. All right, so those are my thoughts on Shock from 1946. Thank you so much for watching and listening to today's episode. Make sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Really Old Movies, where I discuss details about the week's particular film. New podcast episodes are released Saturdays at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music, and Mondays on YouTube and Rumble at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. All right, thank you so much. This has been Really Old Movies. I'm your host, Harrison Scullin. Take care.